This weekly Reclaiming the Republic segment is brought to you by the National Heritage Center for Constitutional Studies, dedicated to teaching the principles of liberty and union in the tradition of America's founding fathers. Here's Lee Button.
Thank you, Brian. This week, congressional debate on raising the national debt limit continues. Hey, here's something our public servants should try at home. Convince your creditors or spouse it's a good idea to get further into debt. Oh, wait a minute. Credit card companies give us that option all the time by raising our personal debt limit. If we choose that option, we're foolish. But I guess political economics has a different standard. Pardon me, I digress. The issue for reclaiming the republic is where the Constitution comes into play in raising national indebtedness. So this morning, I tell you with certitude that raising the debt limit has nothing to do with the 14th Amendment. Say what? That's right, friends. The 14th Amendment has been suggested by Tim Geithner as a solution to the debt debate. Here's the statement in question. The validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned. I'm still trying to figure out how that statement could even be connected to raising a debt ceiling, but there are a few clear points that prove that it cannot be applied. First, you need to know that the 14th Amendment was so poorly written, it's become the most litigated part of the entire Constitution. So if you're looking for constitutional support, this is probably not the place you should turn. But Mr. Geithner has, so let's see if there is any. The 13th and 14th Amendments were written and approved to bring political closure to the Civil War, deliberately to the harm of the Southern states. The intent of the section in question was to make the national debt sacred and reject the debt of the South. That's all it meant. National debt should be paid, Confederate debt ignored. That this is what it means is further demonstrated by the conclusion of Pennsylvania Representative Thaddeus Stevens. He said that anyone who objected to this clause was himself a rebel. Southern citizens who had loaned money to the Confederacy were never paid back. Money the Southern states borrowed from France and England was never returned. Yet the Southern states still had to help pay off the Union debt. The courts have consistently understood the passage to have this unambiguous application. Trying to use this clause to get your way? Good luck with that, Mr. Geithner.
This Reclaiming the Republic segment on Bulldog Live is made possible by the National Heritage Center for Constitutional Studies. America has a glorious heritage. Study it. Visit nhccs.org for more information and sign up for a seminar or schedule your own customized training.